Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
All right, welcome everybody to today's show. This is actually in really good timing because last week's episode 138, I believe, was the discussion about today's guest. And today's guest is Billy Perry, and we're going to be bringing him in a minute. But welcome to Take It or Leave It. I am your host, Meredith Masony.
I'm your host, Tiffany Jenkins. This podcast will discuss all things marriage, motherhood, and everything in between. Please remember, we're not professionals at anything you may actually need. So any advice we give you, you can take
or leave because it might be crap. On today's episode of Take It or Leave It, we were able to get in touch with Billy Perry. He is the content creator, father of three, who stitched together one of my videos where I said, can those gentle parents out there please tell me what to do in this situation? Now, with that being said, the video that he made got back to me because commenters, I'm assuming people who follow and who are a part of our community and whatnot, started tagging me in this video. And so I watched the video that he made, and it parodied basically how to do, quote, do better as a parent. And so I had some thoughts and feelings. Commenters had some thoughts and feelings, and we thought we would bring him in because obviously we have very different parenting styles. And so what better way to have a conversation and actually get to the bottom of it than to bring him onto the podcast and just ask direct questions about his platform, what he does. And, you know, every parent is going to parent differently. And I said it on last week's episode, and I'm going to say it on this week's episode. I have no problem with that. But I do want it to remain positive. And we are going to do everything that we can. If you are in here joining us live, let's remember that all parents parent differently, and let's keep it positive, people. Positive Pams, as Tiffany would say.
I think I mean, he showed up, so that's cool. You know what I mean? Like, not knowing he's going to come, so that was cool.
Yep. Yeah, so let's bring him in.
Hello. Welcome.
Hey, hey, how are you guys?
Can you see him, Meredith?
I got him now. There was a delay on my end, but I see him now. Hello, and it is Mr. Perry, is that correct?
Yes, yeah, Billy, right, definitely Billy, but yeah, Billy Perry.
Billy Perry, all right, well, welcome to the show, Billy Perry. This is called Take It or Leave It. We started this podcast many years ago to discuss marriage, motherhood, and everything in between, which is our tagline. But I saw, you know, I kind of, let's just, everybody who listens to this, who is one of our followers, because if you, Billy, are to share this, it's going to go to your followers, right? So everybody who follows this knows how sarcastic I am and knows that I'm a comedian, and they know, you know, my parenting style and whatnot. But a video that I did about my kids leaving their dirty dishes and their mess in the kitchen like feral raccoons at the end of the night, got sent to you or tagged or showed to you.
Tagged, yeah.
Okay. And then you did a, and I might use these words wrong because it's stitch?
Stitch, yes.
Okay. All right. And you did a stitch video where you were like, I saw this, you show a little bit of a clip, and then you go into it. Cool. So what was your first reaction to my video?
Honestly, you know, the crazy thing is because when I saw that, I got tagged and I looked at the video, the crazy thing was the dirty dish was sitting on my sink that we had already asked, and the pot, they cooked some macaroni and cheese. And so it was, the timing of it was impeccable. I mean, it really was crazy the way it worked out. So I was just like, this is like fate. So here we go. We're just going to turn the camera on and do a take and roll with it. And that's exactly how it came out.
Okay. And so I guess my question is, I've gone through now and I've watched a lot of your videos, and a lot of times when I get stitched, I don't even reach out to people because I don't really care. Like, anybody can stitch anything, right? Like, go ahead and stitch. But I think what got me was when I went into the comments and I was on the bottom of the dog pile, and I kind of felt like you're only seeing one side of this. And I didn't like how the parents were treating each other. And it led me down a Billy Perry rabbit hole before I reached out to you, because I hadn't seen any of your other stuff. This was the first time you'd come into my feed.
Absolutely. Same.
Okay. So it took me down a Billy Perry rabbit hole. And I think, I guess I just want to jump into our parenting styles are clearly very different. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about your parenting style, because you have three kids. Tell us a little bit about your kids. Tell us a little bit about your parenting style and what it is that you do, because you've amassed across platforms like, what, 13, 14 million? I mean, he's a TikTok. He's a TikTok. It's like 12 or 13 million on TikTok alone. So tell us what it is that got you, because you said 2019 was when you got started.
Uh-huh. Yes. So, you know, I also kick a football for arena football, professional kicker. And, you know, that's kind of what we do, trick shots. And I did trick shots on Facebook, things like that. But, you know, in 2019, my daughter asked me to do a dance with her. And so I did on TikTok. And she's like, hey, why don't you let me make you an account? And okay, let's do it. Don't know what TikTok is, but sounds great. And so she's like, yeah, let me, you know, do a trick shot and I'll put it on your, you know, platform. And so I did a trick shot of I kicked over the house into our pool, and the video went, my phone started, that's when I had notifications, and my phone started going crazy. I called her down. I was like, hey, Drew, come here real quick. My phone is going crazy. She's like, you're on the For You page. And I'm like, the For You what? I didn't even know what that was. So... from there, my youngest daughter and my wife, this was the time when Visco girls were like going crazy, I guess, you know, not going crazy. But anyway, they were kind of, you know, they were kind of in. So they're like, we're going to dress you up as a Visco dad, basically. And I'm like, I had no idea what that was. And so they said, just trust us. So we made this video and it was turning my dad into a Visco dad. And we're like, okay. So we did the video and it went absolutely stupid. That video changed our lives right there. But the comments in that video were, I wish my dad would do stuff like this with me. I wish that, you know, I wish my, and I was just like, what in the world? How do parents not do things with their kids? How are we not hanging out with our kids? And so right then I saw a big time need. I was like, wow, this is, you know, we could really do some stuff with this, because, you know, I quit my job in my corporate world job back in about 2009 because they my job said I couldn't go to one of my Darian's, my oldest son. They said I couldn't leave and go to a soccer game on a Saturday afternoon. And I said, no, that's not it. So I just, being in the world of, you know, I'm going to be there for my kids no matter what. I'm going to figure out a way to do it. That's just kind of the way we've been. I thought, you know, we can really make a difference here. We can really start getting some parents involved in their kids' lives. And that's kind of how it started out. Granted, I'm an only child. Just to give a little background, Lindsay and I have been married 20 years. But I had no siblings, no cousins. I've never been around babies in my life except for Darian when he was born. That was the first baby I was ever around. And there was one instance that completely changed, I think, my view on parenting.
Can you hold on one sec?
Yeah.
Hearing.
I see Meredith disappear as well.
Yeah,
My husband's working on it. You can keep going though. He'll get it back on.
For sure. Okay.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. So, but there was one instance when our son, he was a baby, and you know, he was tearing. I looked over, and he's tearing these pages out of a book, and he's just a baby, you know. So he doesn't know. And so I do the thing. I was like, no, no. And Lindsay's like, you really can't. It's not. He doesn't even know. He doesn't know what he's doing. You left the book there. And that, like, literally changed my brain into a complete 180. Like, you're right. It's just a kid. I left the book there. He doesn't know what he's doing is wrong. And to, you know, spanky swatted little hand like that, to do that, that was a light bulb moment for me in parenting right there. And so that's just kind of, like I said, that's the background of a little where you know we came from.
So I find it very interesting, as you were telling your story, that you're an only child and didn't have any cousins or anything like that. And meeting your son for the first time, being the first baby ever in your life, is like, it blows my mind, because I was myself. I started taking care of babies at 12.
Wow.
So my sister was born when I was 12, and then my brother was born when I was 15, and I had the crib in my room because I had working parents who I had to take care of the kids. It was my job. And I think a lot of my parenting style obviously came from somebody who had a lot of responsibility at a very early age in life. And, it's no secret that I am sarcastic. I crack jokes. I do all of those things. I rant and rave. That's what I do. It's who I am.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can I say this? Because once I learned who you were, the video made complete sense. It was a funny video once you knew those things. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how, and that's just a lesson right there. But I saw the, you know, tell me, parent, you know, you asked the question. I'm like, okay, I'm going to tell her. But I'm just like, this is going to be a great stitch video.
Mm-hmm.
But to learn that you actually are a comedian, it completely made sense at that point in time, because I get a lot of people that send me parenting things too, and come to find out their background is very sarcastic, very, you know, similar to yours. And it's like, guys, this is not, you know, this is a sarcastic, a funny video. You're looking at it in a wrong way. So I feel like, but immediately when that happened, like I said, I saw the mac and cheese pot on our stove, and I'm like, this is divine intervention. We got to do the video.
Yeah. And it's funny because it was mac and cheese at my house, right? Which is just a staple. You know,
yep.
How many boxes do I have of Kraft mac and cheese from Costco in my pantry, right? I mean, that's just high school kids. They live on that. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I guess for me, after going through and watching more of your videos and trying to kind of understand more of what you're doing in your platform without having the background information that you just gave us here on the podcast, I think the thing that rubbed me the wrong way, and I want you to kind of explain it and, you know, to our followers as to why you do this. At the end of all of your videos, you end it with do better. And
absolutely.
I think the thing that got me, or, you know, for lack of a better term, chapped my ass was, do you not think that we're not trying our best as parents? You know, because obviously I'm not a gentle parent. It's not the path that I have gone. I'm definitely way more, you know, sarcastic and whatever. But I don't miss my kids' events. I show up to everything. I take time off of work. I completely changed my career as well in order to be, you know, hopefully be a more present person and this, that, and the other thing. But when you end with that, as a parent, I'm like, whoa, do better. Like, why? Why do you use that as your catchphrase, I guess?
Absolutely. Great question. And that is one thing we get that's one of our biggest, you know, I've had a lady comment on one of my videos very respectfully. She's like, you know, I don't agree with everything you say, but this video I really, really do agree with. And but you at the end of it, you say do better. And then you just lose me because nobody really wants to be told what to do like that. And people that have been following us for, you know, from way back when, they do know that do better came from I'm an athlete. And that is just one of the things that personally has been a huge motivating line in my life that I've told myself over and over. And people that know my videos, they know when I say do better, I'm talking to myself just as much as anybody else. And it started out as an inspirational phrase, but if you don't know it, I completely get that it sounds like you're coming from left field and I am speaking right to Meredith right now saying do better. And that is completely not the intention. So we have literally, I've heard this, you know, a lot as of late. And so I've really been trying to figure out a way to kind of, you know, maybe ease away. It's hard for me. It's really hard because if you truly know what that do better phrase means in my life, it has helped me and it's inspired me. It's motivated me. It's helped me to do better in my sports. In my life, I've construed it over to my personal life, to my parenting. But a lot of people obviously have no clue of that background. Go ahead.
Can you explain a little bit like what it means in your life, out of curiosity? Only because, you know, if we're not in it, you know, we don't know what it means for you. So I'm just curious, like what in your mind that means when putting it out at the end of the videos? Like, does it mean all of us collectively do better?
It's absolutely, it's just an inspirational, if there is something in your life that you can do better in, let's all try to do better. Like I said, it's just as an athlete, after every game, before every game, even in the gym, even in, you know, my workouts, my practice, it's just stuck in my head as a motivational phrase. So I've been, you know, it's not fair. I can see as me projecting it out to anybody else like you guys that don't know it, because it's been such a motivational thing for me. If that makes sense. And you know, it's just do better. Come on, we can do better. We can freaking do better. Let's do better. Let's work harder. Let's do better. Let's get better. Let's just do better. It's just been ingrained in my head. It's something that I put there. No coach put it in my head. No parent put it in my head. It was just internally from me to literally do better at anything and everything that I set out to do that day. It's, you know, it's kind of one of those things. I wake up, you know, people have different things they do to get themselves going in the morning. The first thing I'm like, let's do better today. Let's go. We can do
better,
it.
Better than like yesterday? Or
Better than whatever. We can do better. Whatever it is that I did yesterday, I can do better today. I need to do better. I need to, you know, it's just, like I said, it's an ingrained and it sticks in my head. But I can totally, especially, like I said, lately, as of late, I can see how it is misconstrued and it comes out, you know, arrogant, cocky, rude. I get that. And that is definitely not the intention. So I'm glad we're talking about this today, because it really, even before you, Meredith, there's been several that have, like I said, that one comment really got me. That she was like, hey, I don't agree with everything, but a lot, you know, this one I do agree with, and I've started to implement some of your things, but I don't like the way you tell me what to do at the end. And I can see that it comes off that way. It's like I am telling you, and that is, I'm trying. That is not the intention, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I don't think it comes off like you're telling people what to do. I just see it as you're telling people that what they are doing isn't good enough. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. And that, absolutely that too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's what got me. I think Tiffany nailed it there, because it's not, my husband just left the room, so I can say this without him laughing. I do enjoy a bit of constructive criticism, right? Because I think that especially in the space that we're in, when you get together with other content creators and people who do what we do, they don't see the other side of the camera. They don't see the things that we have to do to put these things together and to figure this stuff out. And, you know, I'm almost 10 years in doing this. Tiffany is, who knows, 7, 8, maybe, but I mean, like right on my heels, you know, there. And so it's, you know, it's the sphere, the space that we're in, you know, people don't see a lot of the other side of it. So I take comments I've learned to take them very lightly.
Definitely.
But there was something about your stitch that it was the first thing I saw when I woke up, because the first thing I do is I pick up my phone, I check my email to make sure I didn't miss anything from the night before, and my notifications were blown up. And then I have this man who I don't know telling me, hey, you're a piece of shit, do better, you know? And you know what, I have to be honest, what it reminded me of was my dad telling me to be better. And as an athlete, I was always getting told that, you know, do better, be better. You weren't first. That means you're last. And it hit a nerve with me. And I know what would have happened in my house if I hadn't done the dishes. They would have ended up in my bed, because my father would have moved them from the sink into my bed. Now, I am not saying that anything that happened was appropriate with that.
Right, right, right.
Because it wasn't. But sure. I made the choice as a parent to break a cycle. And now, do I blow off steam and yell and rant and rave? Do you know how many times I asked for that pot to be, you know how many times I've gone to bed and I said, please, children, whom I love so very much, you are the fruit of my loins and I do nothing but love you and give you everything. Please don't let me wake up to a dirty kitchen. I think for me, it's a trigger from my childhood. Please, guys, don't go to bed with leaving all of these dishes. And then you wake up and that fucking pot is there and you just go, oh my gosh, this is, what did I say? And so I asked, in all sincerity, you gentle parents out there, how many times before I'm allowed to flip out? Because this is the 800th time.
Very fair. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, I mean, and hearing this, first of all, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's...
I am sorry. That...
Listen.
No, I am.
I appreciate that. But I mean, I'm just telling you the same thing that I would... When it comes, you never know who's on the other side, the point of this. And so for me, when I started doing this almost 10 years ago, and I made the choice to discuss the way I parent, how I parent, and to show that I am not the picture perfect cookie cutter mom who, you know, whoever gets dressed to go to a meeting or does these things. Like I said, I'm going to be raw. I'm going to be real. I'm going to be who I am. And I'm going to give you the best that I have. I have a shirt that actually says I'm doing my bestest. And then I see somebody on the other side who's in my same space talking to parents. That do better thing. I don't think I would have ever reached out to you if you hadn't at the end of that video said do better. And I'm just being honest. So for me, that's why I was like, gosh, that threw me for a loop, because we can all parent differently. We can all give each other advice, take advice, leave advice, do things, don't do things. But at the end of the exchange, I always want whether it's a stranger or somebody I know or love or appreciate or whatever, that they're a supporter, a fan, I want you to know that I know in my heart and soul that that you are doing your best as a parent, because this is the hardest job on the planet. And we are actively trying to do better every day, which is, I think, exactly what you had said earlier, that that's what you want. But the message gets mixed up when you throw that out at the end, because you're like watching it and then you're like, bam, you get slapped. And you're like, oh, I'm confused.
You've hit it, because I've heard that before. It's like, Billy, you sent a message and I was resonating with it. I was following it. I was in it. I was like, holy cow, this is me. I see myself as that bad parent. Not the bad. You know, I play a bad parent sometimes in my, you know, and they say I see myself as in that role. And then it's like, okay, now I see the way that you could, you know, you've done it. And then it's like, I'm with you. And then you tell me to do better. And it's like, you just punch me right in my face when I'm with you. And so that's it. And I mean, again, this may have been even more than just divine intervention, seeing the same freaking dirty, you know, bowl on my thing. This might have been a wake up call, like, hey, you know, maybe it's time to, you know, realize that to do better, not everybody gets that.
And as a person, understand, like, how do I say this? As a first person phrase, do better, like to yourself, I totally get, because I do wake up every day and I'm like, okay, I'm with you on the let's be better train every day, better than the day before.
Yeah.
I think for me, just in general, and as a parent, as a person, I just struggle with the fact of saying it to somebody else in that manner. I think that's where the message gets mixed up. I think especially because a lot of people who weren't athletes from a very young age that continued to be athletes, maybe as they've moved on, that isn't in their brain, or it's in their brain as there could be a lot of negative connotation with it. I mean, I remember at track, you know, getting yelled at through the megaphone from the football coach at the top, you know, screaming out times and getting cursed at, because it was the early 90s and you were allowed to do that to athletes. And so it was a different world. And so for me, you know, that's why I felt so adamant about reaching out to you, because I have no problem whatsoever with how you parent your kids. I've been married for 20 years as well. I have a kid who's going off to college next year. I'm sure we have a ton of similarities.
Guaranteed.
I bet if we sat down and went and had a drink or a cup of coffee with our spouses or our kids or whatever, and we shot the shit, it would be like, oh my gosh, this is a cool guy. His wife is wonderful. But I got so angry so quick, and I did everything I could to be respectful and proactive and it'd be a discussion in the comments. But it irked me.
It pissed you off.
It pissed me off. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to ask him if he wants to talk about this, because I would rather have a conversation with a fellow parent who I could learn something from than be upset about it. And I don't want to cause drama on the internet. Tiffany and I have decided we are not calling it dramatic anymore. We're theatrical.
Love it. I like it.
A couple things. First of all, I want to acknowledge the apology. I thought that was really cool, Billy. I think it takes a lot of guts to come onto a podcast where, you know, there might be a couple pissed women on the other end. And I give you major props for that. I thought the apology was so sweet. And I know that, you know,
and it's merited. It really is. Watch. I want to hit on that really. It's going to change me. I mean, it's really going to change me. It really is. Hearing you guys is, you know, talk like this, it really will. So go ahead.
I felt it was sincere. I'd like to state that as well. I definitely did. I felt it was a genuine, I'm sorry, and I accept it 100%.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, good. I just wanted to acknowledge that. I didn't want to breeze over that, because that's a big freaking deal to, you know.
Thank you.
Anyway, also, just in case anybody isn't privy to the situation, really quick, can you just tell me if I'm wrong, the gist of your video, Meredith, was that you asked your kids a million times and you want to snap and you're like, gentle parents, how do you do this without right? Is that what
it was just me in the kitchen ranting again about the kids, you know, eating everything in the cabinet and then leaving all the dishes after I had asked them a million times to please not leave the kitchen a mess. But I always do get comments on my videos about, you know, you should really learn to gentle parent. And I'm like, yeah, we're past gentle here because I have asked so many times. So I say it directly to the camera in a very sarcastic tone. Gentle parents tell me what to do.
Okay.
And then you stitch in Billy.
Okay. So Billy, you're a gentle parent, quote unquote. And so what your video was like, what was the solution? Like, just for anybody who doesn't know, can you tell us what your video was?
Yeah, absolutely. I knocked on which is one big thing I preach, I truly feel like, you know, privacy is, that's not to be taken lightly with our teens. We give kids the privacy. So one thing that I do is knock on the door. So I let me show you. I took the dirty, you know, pan, walked to my daughter's door, knocked on it. She literally, I know there's a lot of people that think that video was a one take. She had no clue I was coming in there to do that. Knocked on the door. She says, come in. Because I always wait for the command. That's just some of the things that, we do. Open the door. I'm like, hey, did you? And I showed her and she knew me. She's like, oh my gosh, yes, I'm sorry. And goes out and to clean it. So,
No.
That's okay.
If you're, how?
Do you we have people in the comments saying, yeah, I remember it word for word. He was like, hey, this your dish? And she's like, oh, so sorry, Dad, and runs out to do it. And then the commenter is like, that is not a normal teenager.
What did you do? Like, we're past the point of
I don't know.
Making them respond that way.
I don't even have a receipt to return mine either. So I'm just stuck at this point.
Yeah, how'd you get to this point where they're just like, sorry, Dad, I love you.
I feel like because I've done it to her too, like I've let my kids down in many ways that they came in and they're like, Dad, you didn't do. And I'm like, I mean, the first thing that I do is I immediately apologize. I think that's a huge thing is apologizing to our kids. I mean, we can teach our kids communication and apologizing and how to, you know, stand up for themselves. But if we don't actually give them a voice and show them and let them do that stuff, interact it with us, how are they actually going to do it? So my kids have a big voice to me, and they can come in and say anything and speak freely and know that, you know, Dad's not just going to change gears, flip on them, do, you know, whatever. We can talk it out, and they know that's exactly, I would have said, oh my gosh, because I've done it. She could have put that camera on me 100,000 times, same thing for something that I forgot for her. And, you know, immediately I'm like, oh, I'm out the door. I'm sorry. I got to go get it right now for you. If it was something I forgot at the door, whatever that I told them I was going to do. And it's just we just have that level of respect for each other. And that doesn't mean that y'all don't have a respect. I don't mean it like that at all. It's just I think the way she reacted in that moment is she's seen me do that to her 100 times, the exact same thing. And that's why I knew as soon as we show each other, I knew she forgot. Teenagers forget. Adults, you know,
We all forget. And I think for me, I think personally, because I'm also a door knocker. I'm not somebody who believes I remember getting my door taken off the hinges. Right. And it's like, you don't get to shut your door anymore. And I wouldn't do that to my kids. Right. Like I would, you know, my parents were extremely young when they had the first two, 19 and 20. They knew nothing. They got handed babies. Then they got handed another baby because my mom did not understand that you could get pregnant while breastfeeding. I mean, the choices that were made, right? So it's like, I understand. I got a different set of parents than my siblings got. And it took me a very long time to forgive that and realize that I was given that for a reason. And I parent a specific way because, and I've said this to my parents, so it's not like I'm, you know, trash talking my parents on a podcast, but I've told them I choose to parent differently because you guys didn't know what you were doing. And it's not your fault. You were not properly equipped. At 25, when I had my first, I wasn't really properly equipped. But I knew enough and I had enough background knowledge of what I didn't want to do that I did clear a new path. But with all of that being said, there are things that I do as a parent that I obviously wish I didn't do. Fly off the handle on occasion. I'm a knocker, but I knock and open. I'm like, I'm coming in. This is your warning, but I am going to come in. So there isn't that pause. It's almost like there's no pause. I'm giving you fair warning, but I own this house. I'm going to come into this space. So I think there we have these differences, right? Because you're like, that's yours. That's your sacred space. Whereas I own all of this. This is my kingdom. You are my peasants. And so it's very different. And that's okay. I don't like, to me, it's like, yeah, that's
been okay.
That's fine. But, you know, I think that there's so much that we could learn from each other, from people on the internet. I mean, think about the time that we live in where we are seeing and getting not just advice, but, you know, I mean, I look at TikTok as like almost like how people did with YouTube in the beginning, where it was like a how-to.
Oh.
I've tried all these recipes. I've tried all these other things off of the TikTok. I don't really understand it, but I know there's lots of information out there. And I think people are using your videos sort of as inspiration to do, quote unquote, better, like you're saying, with things. I think people use my videos as, oh my gosh, I'm so glad somebody else is feeling this way. Like I'm feeling, let's laugh at it. So I think we're in different almost genres inside of or.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Underneath the umbrella that is parenting, whereas Tiffany is this beacon of hope person who's a recovering addict who literally changes people's lives with her story.
It is
also hilarious. Doesn't hurt that she's a hilarious comic herself. And beautiful. So you have three completely different people who live under the umbrella of parenting here and are giving the world a different flavor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of my taglines is there are the hundreds of ways to be a good parent. Pick one. You know, what works in my house might not work in yours. Go ahead.
No, I'm such a bitch. Keep going. I'm sorry. I have a problem. As soon as a thought pops in my head, my mouth starts moving.
No, that's good. That's good. If you're not also, see, we all.
Yes. I want you to finish your thought. I'm so sorry. It's in therapy.
You are good. I'm fit.
Okay. So I haven't had a chance to look at all your videos, which I probably should have done that. But as somebody who has younger kids and is still kind of like going through the Rolodex of trying to figure out what works and what doesn't work, I feel like when it comes to parenting, I'm both of you guys. If you're a gentle parent, like I'm the most gentle, I'm too gentle. And I'm really worried that I'm going to create some spoiled little a-holes with my gentleness. And so are there on your videos, do you offer like this video, for example, was there like solutions on like how to get your kid to respond that way? Or was it more of like a look, this is how my kid responds because I'm awesome and amazing and it's too late for most of you.
Right.
Like, are there like tips and tricks and stuff too? Or is it too late for some of us? Like, how does that work?
No. Okay. So now I'm a true believer and it is definitely not too late. I don't care where you're at. If you got adult kids, because it does start and go back to answer that question though, no, that there was no like, okay, this is how to people that know my videos, you know, whenever that hits my audience, you know, they knew that that was, you know, my answer to Meredith's question at that point in time. So yeah, there was no this is how we did it. But yeah, it's not too late. It's not too late. I think it's wherever you're at, you better come to your kids open and very don't be afraid to use the words I'm sorry.
They're my favorite. You're Tiffany uses them in an excessive manner. she will bump into a wall and she apologizes. So it is. Yes. She's the I'm sorry queen. But I think the question is, if we're in a parenting situation, and each kid is different. So the dish situation, for example, my oldest son, if I had gone in and knocked on the door and said, could you come out and wash these since you forgot, he would have gotten up and washed them. My daughter, who's going to be 15, would have rolled over, pulled the covers over her head and screamed, get out. My youngest son would have taken 20 minutes to wake up, eventually would have stumbled into the kitchen, done the dishes, but not done a good job. So there are varying levels. I guess Tiffany's question is...
Can I say this real fast? Real fast. I feel like you have... because the way you just described your three kids, real quick, I'm going to describe mine. My oldest son, he's 20. Let's use a hot stove, for example. If you tell him, hey, Darian, that stove is hot, he will be the first one. He will not touch it, and he will tell everybody else that stove is hot. So he'll keep his, you know, he will not touch it. Now, let's go to my middle daughter, Drew, who was in that video. You tell her that it's hot, she's going to touch that stove because she does not believe you the first time. And then she's probably going to be like, that really wasn't that hot. I could touch it again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if her sister comes across and comes up there, she would be the one that she would protect them from. Not stove is pretty hot. Don't touch it. I'm going to, but you don't. And McKenna would be, she would not mean to, but she would trick into that freaking stove and burn herself on the thing. And all the while keeping her friends off of it. So the greatest thing about all of that, I think, is if you probably put your kids in that same scenario, what I feel like truly makes you a good parent is all three of the kids at the end of that, they would protect their friends from not trying to touch that stove. They might touch it, but they would protect their friends. And I feel like that is what makes you stand out as a parent. It's not about your kids are going to make choices. They're going to be, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. Kids are going to do what they're going to do. But at the end of the day, they're there for you. They're there for their friends. They're there. That's what makes you a good parent. Not because they went out and did something stupid. And, you know, that's at the end of the day, it's about, you know, what they would do for you and what they would do for their friends. So, yeah.
I do think all of us here, I can say very genuinely, are trying to raise good humans first.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I know Tiffany is. I know that's probably one of her biggest fears in all of her life is she just doesn't want to fail at that job of raising good humans.
Sure.
And she has such a pure heart when it comes to that, which is, I think, why she's the I'm sorry queen, because she's always afraid that she's messing that up. And it is the most important job she's ever had. And I've watched her do it exquisitely. So that is not something that she has to worry about. But I've been very public with my opinions on raising kids. And so I've always told my kids, you're going to grow up to be good people who are kind and care for others. I told my kids, I don't care if you go to college. Everybody in this house graduates high school. But you can go to a tech school. You can learn how to become an AC repairman. You can go to school for cosmetology or esthetician. I don't care what you do, but you're going to find a trade or you're going to go to school, but you're going to become an integral part of society. And so that for me is very important with raising these kids. And so sometimes I definitely come across as very intense and very, you know, because I do know that I want them
to grow up and be able to sustain on their own. So if I told you 100 times, because at some point you're not going to live here, and we're approaching that very quickly with my oldest. And I was like, so are you going to live in filth? Is that your choice? Because you will have roommates who might disagree with that choice. And you're going to have some real conversations with people who might not appreciate the way you keep your dorm room or the bathroom or whatever. So how do we resolve that? And so I think that's really the question is, you're preaching something. Do you have a notebook where you're keeping the secrets to share with the rest of us?
No notebook.
Oh, man.
I wish it was like that.
Right.
But that's why we document it in the videos that we do. I think one thing too, kind of putting it that way, you know, a lot of some of the negative comments that we get are, well, what are you going to do? I mean, she's going to be the kind when her boss tells her to do something, she's not going to do it. She's going to think that she's just, and that is such a, I laugh at that comment so much. It's like, okay, so you're saying because my kid's playing an online game and the trash might have filled up while they were playing, not before, I'm going to let them finish their game and then take out the trash. And so most people will be like, their boss isn't going to let, they're not going to go to work. And because dad let them take out the trash after the game, they're not going to disrespect their boss and say, I'm not going to take out the trash. I just, that comment gets, it amazes me sometimes that people actually think that's the way it's going to be. In fact, when it's just the opposite, because I do show her respect, she does know when it is time to take that trash out, and she knows when she's at work, it's not, you know, there's not video games to play. She works. And it shows in the respect that she gives them. So that's just, we used a funnel method, when they were younger. And by that, you know, picture a funnel, you've got the big wide mouth here, it gets skinnier, you know, at the bottom. And that's kind of, when they were younger, they were on basically a short leash, so to speak. And you could, you know, you could earn your rights to get a little bit more of that freedom. And then sometimes you have to rein that freedom in. That's another big misconception about my parenting. There is what we, it's fair consequences.
Consequences. Okay, explain that.
Fair consequences. I'm not the parent that's, you know, if you make a big mistake, I mean, our middle daughter Drew, you know, she was in trouble when they had prom. I wasn't taking prom away from her. There was no way I was going to do that. I call that fair consequences. She did have to, you know, she lost her phone. She was grounded before then, but I'm not going to take a major life event from my daughter. Obviously there might be extenuating circumstances that she could have lost the prom or something like that. I'm not going to say never. But, you know, I know there's parents.
You're saying punishment fits the crime.
Yes, absolutely. They forget to do a load of laundry. Well, what caused you to forget to do that load of laundry? Did the phone cause you to forget? So if the phone did, then, okay, maybe we need to put that phone down for, you know, the day, something like that. We just look at but we sit down and we are able to, this is bam, 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 bam. But I have never, I'm getting ahead of myself. We sit down with the kids, explain to them, hey, we think this is fair. We ask all of our kids, we've asked them, hey, do you think this is fair? And we have never had one of them not come back and say, no, this is not fair. They have all agreed with their punishments. And we've never had to, I don't think, I'll be honest, I don't know that Darian has... I don't know that he ever got in trouble. I don't know that he ever had to have fun.
That firstborn, they're a different breed. I remember when my son put himself in timeout for the first time.
That is great.
At probably like 2. And I was like, what are you doing, bud? And he's like, I made a poor choice. So I just sat in the chair because we had this little timeout chair, you know? And
oh my word, that's awesome.
And I thought that I was killing it. I thought, what better parent is there on the planet? And my daughter was born, and I realized I had no clue what I was doing, because she is going to be the one who digs the grave and then pushes me in. But they're very different. I do believe in birth order, by the way, and those personality traits that come along with birth order, because it's just, it's very prevalent in my household, in our situation.
No doubt about it. Yeah.
Billy, you're doing something right, because I, like, if your videos were all just like talking crap about other parents and how they do things, I imagine, you know, the only reason you would have so many followers is just because people love drama. Mm-hmm. But if your videos are aimed to like help people and show them a different way, like there must be some of that in the videos, because you've got an insane amount of followers.
Yeah.
Well, what you've done, and what I think it's very similar to what I've done, is you're polarizing. And what you'll find on the internet is and Tiffany hates that, because the last thing Tiffany ever wants to be is polarizing. But you are polarizing, because you are taking a stance and you are saying, this is how we do it. This is what's not to do. And the same thing comes with me. And it's no matter what the topic is, whether it was my man cold video that I did years and years ago, where I was saying, when men get sick, they act like babies. When women get sick, we continue with the work. And I did a sketch video, and it had hundreds of millions of views, was shown everywhere. It was my big breakthrough viral video way back in the day. And you either loved the video or you hated the video, because it was polarizing, right? You're targeting that at a 50-50 split of the population almost. And so your success, I'm not even remotely surprised by it, because you're taking a stance. Same as me, I'm a stance person.
Yeah.
But the more you're talking about this, I kind of feel like there's a percent of me that is definitely a gentle parent, because I sit down with my kids constantly and have conversations. I am a big pusher on communication. I am a big, let's family therapy. We're going together this month. Everybody else takes a turn next month. That my kids are older now, obviously, so they drive themselves to and from and make their own appointments. But I use online apps for my younger kid to do therapy, so that he can do things right here in the house. But I'm also that parent who is, you know, will lecture a bit and be like, we've had this conversation 50 times. Where is the disconnect that you don't understand what I'm saying about brushing your teeth? Because you only get one set. Why am I telling you again at 13 years old to brush your teeth? And that's how I say it. I'm not gentle in the way I say it. I'm telling you now this has become a problem. Now that same kid goes to the dentist and somehow never has a cavity, which bites me in the ass. But right. My point is, I think there can be, parenting is such a potluck, because there are so many damn dishes.
Absolutely.
And it's okay. I think the point of this entire podcast is to say it's okay to parent differently with different styles, incorporate different things.
Absolutely.
And be open to that on, you know, in your journey. And we, bottom line, we want to raise good kids, kind kids, strong kids, loving kids, to being adults who we don't, you know, want to ram in the parking lot of a Costco because they grow up to be a-holes, right?
Right. That's it. I mean, you nailed it. You summed it up. You summed up. I love that you hit on mental health, because that is, people that watch us know that's one of our, you know, that's one of our biggest stance too, is mental health. Our kids went through, you know, COVID 2020. That did some, you know, some numbers to our kids. I can't imagine being a kid and having to go through some of those times. And I think that was about the time we had just started.
You know, 2019, you were right on the edge. Yeah.
And so, you know, a lot of these kids were in some bad situations in 2020. They were stuck in a lot of bad homes. And that really got me to thinking about the mental health aspect. That's why I love the fact that she brought up, you know, family therapy. You encourage your kids to, you know, that's huge. That's one thing you're doing it. Like I said, you and I have so many things in common. 100%. No doubt about it.
Yeah. So I think that it was, I think it was great that you came on. And Tiffany's not wrong. You're a brave man to go in blind with two mama bears.
I knew I may be walking in on, but I knew just by the way you communicated, I knew, we could, and I wanted you to see my art. I wanted you to see, you know, I wanted to come on and not just be the do better guy behind the screen. I wanted to, you know, have the chance to explain that and to tell you guys, watch what happens from here on out. There's, you know, I'm going to learn from it and try to, you know, move forward in a different light, so to speak. So,
yeah, and I love that and appreciate that. And for what you're serving up content wise and the message that you're trying to get across, I don't think you, how do I say this?
Yeah, you can just say it.
You're not the do better guy. Don't be the do better guy.
Yeah.
You're not him. From the conversation in the last 53 minutes that we've had, that isn't who you are. I think your message is just fuzzy because maybe it's just time to polish it, right? Just polish that last bit because you're reaching the people. You're reaching so many people. With a platform your size, gosh, I mean, you're being ingested at a very large rate and you're not the do better guy. So it's almost like when you send your kid off to elementary school and they jump out of the car line and you're like, make good choices. You know, that's the nice way of being like, have a great day and make good choices. But when you give the do better, that's the bottom line of that. I think that's just your one misstep when you're doing those things. And so my only piece of advice from a fellow parent who's probably around the same age as you and in that sphere there is if you could tweak anything, it would be that last bit because nobody wants a bitch slap at the end, right? You know, like, because the message is there.
You summed it up because it is, when you think about it, it is a bitch slap.
Yeah, and that's the only thing. That's the only thing, because I know the video you're referencing with the video games because I saw that one as well. When I tell you I went down a rabbit hole, I sat there and I was like looking at the different, because I have a gamer. I have a Fortnite Battle Royale extraordinaire living in my home. Tiffany, unfortunately, her son was introduced to it from my son.
Thank you for taking accountability for that.
Yeah.
I do blame you.
Yeah. And so I do understand what you were saying with, so we have a rule now. When I knock on the wall, because his gaming room is upstairs, when I knock on the wall, if he says I'm in the middle of the game, I will shout back, as soon as it's done, head down. And I give him the ability to finish that game.
Love it.
And then come down. But there have been many a time where I know we've had the exact conversation about trash or whatever it was. And when he comes down, I have to tell him, like, you will not be battle royaling again. If this happens again. And so before he goes up into what we call his gaming hole, it's like, did you do all the things you were supposed to do? Because that is a privilege. That is not a right to game.
Yeah.
And so that's how we handle it. But there have definitely been times where I've banged and he said, I'm in the middle of the game, and whatever was happening downstairs that was on fire, or if it was the fact that the dog still hadn't eaten, I'm like, you know what? You didn't feed the dog. It's been an hour. She's crying at me. You're not finishing your battle. Come down.
Right.
And that's the consequence. And to me, that's a fair consequence because the dog, who is my best friend, did not eat.
That's it. Well, Lindsay's got him in the bedroom right now.
Yeah.
And French Bulldogs.
Yeah.
They're the other two kids.
Yeah. So I think this was, you know, I was sweating at the beginning. And now I'm just sweating my normal hormonal sweat. So I feel this was a really great constructive.
I agree.
Collab here, you know?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you guys letting me, you know, allowing me to explain myself and actually, you know, telling you, watch it change.
Look, I'm a follower.
In my eyes.
I'm a follower now. I've got you across, following across the platforms. Your stuff is definitely popping up into my feed now as a result of that. And so I'm watching And I'm going to be watching. I am that, I'm that mom who's like, I'm going to be watching. I want to see where you go from here. I am actively invested in checking out to see where your journey is going. And as I am doing the same with my kids, I am going to try to give that extra pause and be like, where am I going to be? Am I a level 5?
Right.
Should I be a level 2? Because it's not like I'm not aware that that's something that I've had to work on. I'm pleasantly surprised now, as I've aged, I have gone from a 10 to a 6.
Yeah.
Because I realized, pick your battles. This doesn't matter.
And ditto that. The way you express in your videos, like you said, the parents need to, you know, you let them see you're going through the battle with them. That is so cool for parents to just be like, man, it's so cool to see somebody going through this with me. And I mean, what you're doing is you got a fan and a follower as well, too. I appreciate it very much.
And so where should everybody go follow you just so they have it correct on each platform?
Billy Visco. Just like the Visco girl. I didn't name myself that, by the way. That was due to that one video that came out. Everybody started saying, Billy Visco, Billy Visco. So, but Billy Visco, we are Billy Perry on one of the Facebook pages.
Mm-hmm.
And then Billy Visco on another Facebook page. But then across the other platforms, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Triller, everything is Billy Visco.
Triller? What the heck is a Triller?
You know, Triller, we don't do much on Triller. Triller popped up whenever TikTok was actually back in that time frame when TikTok was about to shut down. That was the platform that was shifting toward
at
that point in time. And that's really the only reason that's so there's not much over there at all. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, those are our platforms.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Well, we're going to wrap. I'll be in touch with you after the podcast. Thank you for coming on. And there were definitely some really great comments coming through. And I think the number one thing that was said in here, this last comment was great. Being supportive is what's key, as parenting is the hardest job we all have. And that's it. Being supportive to one another is key. And I think that we were really able to do that in today's podcast. So I appreciate that.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Tiffany, Meredith, thank you guys so much for letting me come on. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. And I will be in touch, sir.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Bye.
Thank you guys.
Bye.
See y'all. Bye-bye.
So it was great having Billy on. I think there was a lot of constructive conversation there. I know that this episode was definitely more between myself and Billy, and I'm sorry that you
don't be sorry.
I mean, I know you chimed in when you chimed in, but I think that it was very interesting. What's your take?
So I wasn't sure if we were gonna like fist fight,
right,
or like what was gonna go down, because I went into it having not watched any of his videos because I didn't want to have preconceived notions about him.
Mm-hmm.
But also in hindsight, I think it would have been helpful to the conversation if I had done a little research. But to me, based off all I have to go off of, which is him today, he seems like a nice guy. And mm-hmm. I think one of two things is happening. Either he genuinely gets it, gets like what you're saying, and was moved to, you know, perhaps make some kind of change going forward, which isn't necessary, but maybe he was moved, or he's completely full of crap and just wants more followers. I'm going to hope it's the first one, because I got the impression that he was really sweet and really genuine. That's how he came across to me. Like, he had a good heart. His apology almost made me cry. I don't know if it's because it's so rare for me to hear. But I think that I would have totally been down for the video to have been like, after maybe he had the interaction with his kid, he turned to the camera and said, "Now you're probably wondering how that was so easy, and it's because of the da 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 da, and this is how I did it." Because that to me is informative.
Yes. And I do think that his wheels were turning when you said that. And I think that you're right, because after that interaction, then you could turn to the camera and be like, you might wonder why it was so easy for us to have that interaction. It's because we communicate about priorities. We communicate about, you know, whatever that is for them. Mm-hmm. And incorporate that a bit more into the video, and then end it on a, you know, just on a positive note of, you know, and this is, you know, not well thought out, but like, keep swimming or something to the effect of,
we got this.
We've got this. Keep going, you know, let's be
better than yesterday.
Yeah, even that, you know, like he said, like I wake up in the morning and I say, be better than yesterday. And it's like, well, that I think everybody wants it to be better than yesterday, right? Like, I think that's true. You know,
he was super respectful and he was super kind. I think he's got some big old balls to go on. Like, I don't know if I could have done it, dude.
Yeah.
And so he earned my respect that way. And he seemed genuine. I like to think I'm a good judge of character, but after this past year, I don't trust really myself anymore.
I feel you on that, yes.
But he seems really cool. And obviously, he's doing something right, dude. He's got freaking 12 million TikTok followers.
12.8 on TikTok.
That's why I was like not trying to give him any advice. He doesn't need advice from me, dude. Like
that's not true. That's not true. And I think that was my point when I talked about how we're all different flavors. And when you go out to dinner, you want to taste all the flavors in your meal, right? Like, that's the point. You're like, oh, this is so yummy. You know, it's comforting. It's a, you know, think about your favorite mac and cheese. I mean, you love mac and cheese, right?
So much.
So much. And when you get that really good bite of the warm, fuzzy, comfort food mac and cheese, it makes you feel a kind of way.
What are we doing right now?
What I'm saying is, you're getting something from it, from whether you're taking a piece of advice from me, a piece of advice from him, a piece of advice from you. It's all going to taste different. You know, you're the mac and cheese. I might be something.
This is the weirdest analogy.
I know. I don't know where we went. Maybe I'm hungry. Maybe I'm hungry.
But I get what you're saying. And I just meant, as far as like success,
yeah,
he doesn't need advice. But if he really wants to like make an impact or whatever, which I guess he's doing if he has that many followers, but I think it would be so much better received.
Yeah.
If it wasn't a criticism, if it was more of an, you know, let me help you out.
Right.
And he got that.
And he made it abundantly clear he doesn't mean it as a criticism, but I think his eyes are open to the fact that there are a lot of people who take it that way. You know, like I took it that way. You took it that way. There are people in the comments in here who are our followers who are listening right now who have seen his stuff and took it that way. So it's open. It's eye opening. And he sees it that way and he took it that way. And so we'll see what he does with that. I mean, I'm like I told him, I'm a follower now. So I will see if you change that. If he chooses not to, that's his right as well. But I am allowed to have that opinion. And he respected that. So that I thought that was great.
Does he, is his video still up?
No.
It's not?
Oh, the one he did of me?
Yeah.
It should be, yeah. I don't know why he would have taken it down. Yeah, why not?
Well, okay.
What?
You don't know why? Okay.
I don't. Why? What do you mean?
I mean, I don't expect him to or anything. I just was thinking that after, you know, after realizing that maybe the message didn't get across the way it was intended, you know, or maybe because he had jumped to judge.
I don't know. It doesn't bother me. I told you the only part of his video that bothered me was the last sentence.
Somebody in the chat said they couldn't find the video. So that's why I was asking if he took it down.
I don't remember when it was. So to find it would be a little hard. I don't know where it is.
Anyway,
it was there. I don't know. So anyway,
and I also want to give you props, because if somebody was talking shit about me on the internet, the last thing I would want to do is have them on the podcast. You know what I mean? Like, I would not be brave enough to initiate something like this, I don't think. Like, I would just want to have a hand-to-hand combat to solve it, you know, like in an arena with an audience, like with actual fists. And then, you know what I mean? But you, I don't know. I just think it was really brave of you to do that. I hate confrontation so much because I can't control my rage sometimes. And sometimes I get so angry that the words come out wrong. And
yeah.
So I don't know that I could ever initiate that, especially on a live, knowing that I have no effing clue what is going to come from it. It was brave on both of you guys to do it. And I think it was just really cool.
Well, I didn't. Here. Yeah, it's here. It's on his TikTok. It's on his TikTok. It shows me. It shows him to start. So you can find it there. But it was, I mean, it was a while back. I'm trying to see when it was posted. 11/29. So anyway, it's there. Yeah, I thought it was. I don't mind confrontation, so that didn't bother me. But I did want to just have a discussion about how he said what he said, because tone, I think, for me is the thing that's most important a lot of times in the conversation. Yeah. How you say what you say, because how he said it and the words that he used, the tone and the, you know, the language to me was just off.
Yeah. And
that was it.
Well, it just implies that his way's better.
Yeah. And you made that abundantly clear. And I think that was right. Like, that's how we take it. Yeah. That's exactly what you said. You know, that part of it makes it seem like you're doing a better job than others are. And he's like, that's not my intention at all. And it's like, okay, well, then let's break that down. And that the podcast did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was great. I was really happy with that.
I'm gonna think about one of my enemies to invite on next week's. This was fun.
It wasn't an enemy. You're trying to make.
I'm gonna invite my arch nemesis onto next week's podcast so that we can hash out. Let's do this now.
Okay, who's your arch nemesis?
I've got a few.
Oh, really? You have a list?
Yeah, I'm not sure which to invite on.
Well, I can't wait to hear who's on the list when I turn off this red button from the recording so we can get it going.
That lady on the internet who said that my kneecaps look like a baby's face.
Oh.
First.
Okay.
Probably. So I'll be reaching out to you, Cheryl.
Okay.
And I'll see you next week.
All right, guys. Well, we appreciate you hanging around with us. And make sure to join us next time for another episode of Take It
or Leave It, an advice-ish podcast hosted by two struggling moms
who have no idea
what we're doing.
See you next time.
Yes, we love you. Okay, bye. Thank you for being here.